We start our new cycle, I guess. It's not the new year, so it's not starting at Bereshis again, and we'll figure out what we do when we come to Bereshis. But we start our Lima together after a hiatus of a number of weeks with, really, when you think about the most important parshas of the Torah. So there are many parshas that come up as the most important parsha in the Torah. You have Bo, the first mitzvos, Lech Lecha, really the birth of the Jewish people, Avram Avinu, Bereshis, creation of the world, no chance. I don't think it ranks as one of the most important parshas in the Torah. You can make a very good argument that Parshas Vayeshanan is the most important parsha in the Torah. No joke. When you think about that, in this one parsha, you have five of the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios in this one parsha, right? We've spoken about this before. You have five of the pillar mitzvos, the mitzvos that your whole spiritual life is supposed to revolve around, the mitzvos you could be doing every second, five of them can be found in this week's parsha. This has the Luchos Shnios, the second Luchos, which is the Luchos from the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we've discussed in the past. Psal Lecha Shnei Luchos Avonim. That this was, you know, the Torah from man's perspective, if you will, right? This is the Parsha of Shema, which we find two of the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios are in Shema. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, of recognizing everything is from Hashem. And of course, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which we often like to point out that the Menachem Liebtag from Eretz Yisrael, who was my Madrich when I was in Gush, so he points out that if the Chet HaEgel didn't happen, that would have been the first mitzvah Moshe gave to the Jewish people when he came down. If Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the two luchos, no Chet HaEgel, the first mitzvah he would have shared with everyone is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Raya is this week's Parshas Vayeshanan. So there's a really good argument to say that Mamish, this is the most important Parsha, B'chol HaTorah Kula. And we're going to focus tonight on just two psukim. Halavai we can get through the limud of these two psukim. But two psukim that should be shogur b'finu. These are two psukim that should be constantly found in our mouths. And the first is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hei. And the next one is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hes, just a few psukim later, page 964 and 966 in the Art Scroll Chumash. What's the context? What's going on here? Don't forget, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the new generation as they come into the land. Devarim was encapsulating what happened in the 40 years, why we were stuck here for 40 years. That was Devarim. Okay? Now we come to Vayeshanan. Now Moshe is explaining to them the nature of the relationship with Hashem. That's what he's trying to give them. He's trying to give this new generation what it means to be Mekusher to the Borei Olam. That's why. So you have the greatest prophet who ever was, Moshe Emes V'Torah Emes, the individual that, you know, was on Har Sinai three times, 40 days, 40 nights, who gave the Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd, who willingly was ready to give his life for the Jewish people. And in this parsha, he's really trying to give over what it means to be connected to God, what it means to go into the land and have a relationship with Hashem. And that's why we're just picking two psukim from this week's parsha. Again, one of these psukim, Nefesh HaChaim says, is the secret to all of life, right? The first pasuk that we're going to talk about, the Nefesh HaChaim says, is the key to everything. And the next pasuk we're going to talk about, Chassidim says everything, right? So I think we have two good psukim we're going to work on tonight. Two good psukim, and we'll try and understand from the perspective of the Torah of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zechus HaGen Aleinu, and others. So the first pasuk, Perek Dalet, pasuk Lamed Hei, Ata Harei Saladas, you have shown us in a way that has helped us understand, Ki Adonai Hu Elohim, Ein Od Milvado, that Hashem is the power, there is nothing else aside from Hashem in the world, right? That's what this pasuk is saying. Ata Harei Saladas, you have shown to us, made us know that Hashem is the power, He is the one in control. There is nothing else aside from Hashem. Ein od milvado. There's nothing aside from Hashem. There is no other koach. We know the Nefesh HaChaim says, right, that this is what you should be focused on. If a person is ever be'es tzara, if a person ever finds herself or himself in a distressful, dangerous situation, what should you be telling yourself over and over? Einod milvado, einod milvado, einod milvado, einod milvado. And he says that by meditating, being in a semi-meditative trance of einod milvado, that there's nothing else in this world aside from Hashem, recognizing that nothing can affect you if it doesn't come from Hashem. So that's a koach to give a certain protection, right? There's a famous story that's been told over many times about the Briska Rav, Revelvel Soloveitchik, that when he was separated from his wife and his younger children, so he was with some of his older children, and hired a non-Jewish wagon driver to take them across the border. No one wanted to do it. He told him, don't worry, it's going to be okay. And one of his children told people after that, my father the whole time, and the Soloveitchik's power of concentration is like unbelievable, and he was just saying, Eino Milvado, Eino Milvado, Eino Milvado, over and over. And they were driving past Nazi like nothing. And the wagon driver said, oh, there's the border, we're safe. So like the Briska Rav, it took a lot of concentration. He got down his guard, he stopped focusing. And then at that moment, what happened? The way the son told over the Maisa, that all of a sudden they saw like a Nazi guard. And the wagon driver froze, like, and the Briska Rav told him, just keep going. And again, he started, Eino Milvado, Eino Milvado, Eino Milvado. And the guy drove right past the Nazi guard, right over the border. And that was how the issue of the Briska Rav happened, right? So that's the Nefesh HaChaim talks about it. We know that this is the pasuk that begins all of Simchas Torah, right? And we know it's quoted in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that all of Elul, all of Slichos, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, all leads up to the moment when we say in Shul, Atah Harei Saladas, right? It all, everything leads up to that one moment. That's what this pasuk is about. So what is this pasuk? What does Rashi say about this pasuk? Let's look at Rashi on the pasuk, right? We never move away from Rashi. So what does Rashi tell us in this pasuk? Ata harei saladas, kitargumo is chazisa, right? You showed us. Kishenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu es haTorah. It's the left column, third line from the bottom. When Hashem gave the Torah, pasach lahem shiva rikiyim. Hashem opened up all seven heavens for the Jewish people, right? It's Gemara and Chagiga. There's seven levels between, seven heavens, there are levels in between. Hashem opened them all up. Right? Ukeshem shekara es elyonim, kach kares atachtonim. And just as he ripped apart the upper worlds, he ripped apart the lower worlds. V'ro shehu yechidi. And the Jewish people saw that he was one. Lakach nemer ata harei saladas. Therefore it says, you showed us. You showed us. Made it clear so we could know einod milvado. So the Rebbe asks on this a very interesting question. He knows that Rashi tries to give us pashup shat. They say the Rebbe was one of the greatest mefarshim on Rashi, probably ever. People didn't realize that so many of his sichas were given pshish. He used to give shir on Rashi. And he said, Rashi himself says that he was coming to try and give us pshat to understand the psukim. His grandson, the Rashbam, famously in his Akdama says that even when my grandfather ever quoted a medrash, it was just to help understand pasha pshat in the pasuk. And that Rashi told his grandson, the Rashbam, if I had time, I'd rewrite my whole perush on Chumash more pashtus tekra, just simpler. So, but the Rebbe says, but at the same time, Rashi has deep, deep sodos of Sisrei Torah as well. And he says, notice, Rashi quotes, first, Kishenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah, Pasach Lahem, he opened up, and then he switches. And he says, just as he ripped apart the Elyonim, so too Kara Es HaTachtonim. So too, he ripped apart the lower. You see the difference? It's strange. Even describing the Rekia, the upper worlds, at first he says, Pasach, he opened, and then Kara, then he ripped. So Rabbi asks, why? What's the difference? What's the difference between opening and ripping? So he says, when you open something, right, you're just removing a cover to reveal what's inside, right? But he says, when you rip something, what does ripping mean? He says, in the Lashon of Chazal, it's interesting, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin Amud Beis, talks about What's the most famous ripping in our liturgy? What do we talk about ripping? Ripping up bad decrees. Krav roas gezar dineinu, right? The Gemara in Russia. So what does it mean to krav? What does it mean to rip up? It means to absolutely, like, destroy, right? Destroy, Michelle. Totally destroy. Not just remove a cover, just to destroy. So he says that that's the difference between the Elyonim and Tachtonim. Meaning in the upper worlds, we know God's in the upper worlds. We know God's in Himmel. We know the Eibishter is on. So there, we just have to open it. Hashem just has to open it, right? But when it comes to the lower world, what did Hashem have to do? Hashem had to rip it apart. Why? Because what's the whole essence of this world? The whole essence of this world is to create a possibility that a person thinks they're independent of God, right? That's Olam. Because we know, what does Olam mean? It means to hide, right? Ignalam, exactly. That it's hidden. Wow, it's so much better giving a share when someone can actually answer me back. Thank you. No, I really, it's great. Thank you. It's awesome. No, absolutely. That's what it's the awkwardness of Zoom. Like, it's so geschmack, someone can't answer. Thank you. So the idea that this world is where people create this notion that I exist independent of God. And then it came, there are other powers aside from. Then it came, there's no God. So at Har Sinai, what did Hashem do? Hashem opened up the heaven, but then He ripped apart any ability to think that I'm independent of God, that this world it doesn't have God. Less asar panim yinei klal. There's no place that is empty of God's existence, right? There's no place at all. But the question then is, one second, but by that Rashi said that He first opened the Elyonim and then kara es hatachtonim. Excuse me, then he says, in Kishem Shekares Elyonim, he used the Lashon of Kriya, of ripping apart, even by the Elyonim. How could that be? So Zakhtal Bavitcher Rebbe says, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Kabbalah Satorah. When we discussed Maimed Har Sinai and other Shiurim, we've pointed out that Maimed Har Sinai was beyond even the Olamas Elyon. It was it destroyed everything. Why? Because Torah is the blueprint for everything. Everything ultimately comes from Torah. So it was the Maimed Har Sinai was so clear and it was so obvious. And as we discussed, you have to go back. We discussed in Shirim, what does it mean that they saw sounds and they heard sights, right? It was like totally beyond any notion of senses. It showed us that everything here is all Shekhar V'chaz. We can't even trust what our eyes see. Like, it's a totally different level. So even the Olamos Elyonim, even the upper worlds were ripped apart. That's how clear we saw God. Because what does it mean, the upper worlds? All of Kabbalah is, how can an infinite God exist with a world that seems to be, that is devoid of His presence? Meaning, so there everything is distilled through spheres, through the Olamos Elyonos, through the seven heavens. It's greater sifting, but the opposite, right? Meaning, letting the coarseness down, letting coarseness exist, holding the fine light, right? So there's an arpnimi, but the armak, if there's a light around us, that Hashem couldn't let in, because otherwise we would cease to exist. There's only an arpnimi that comes in to fill this world. So that's why Lubavitcher Rebbe said, when it came to Kabbalah Satorah, off the charts. Even the Olamos Elyonos, Kara, they didn't exist. To show even that, and could come at in some way concealing. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, this is what Moshe Rabbein is telling the Jewish people. That Ata Harisa Ladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Od Milvado. That Hashem showed you this so that you should know. Ein Od Milvado. And that's why in this parsha we also find what? We also find that in this parsha is the warning not to forget what was at Har Sinai. That's this whole section. That's what this whole section is about. To remember what happened at Har Sinai and to tell your children what happened at Har Sinai, right? And so therefore, when the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that this koch was given to us, that we can reach this level even now. Why? Through Torah. That's what Hashem gave us. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He gave us this ability to come to great understanding of Elokus, to come to this great knowledge of Hashem in this world. And that's why every Jew has to be connected to Torah on some level. That's why every Jew, on some level, Tamur Kitov Hashem, through Torah, through remembering Kabbalah Satorah, So we can reach a level of ein od milvado, and that's why. But now it makes sense what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, that to meditate on ein od milvado. And I've told people when they've had court cases, they had big. I said to them, going in ein od milvado, just keep saying it, ein od milvado. That's how important it is to just focus ein od milvado all the time, focus on saying ein od milvado. And so that's one aspect. But now the question is, Lemaisa, we all know this and it's great, but are we going to live our lives this way? Like Tachlis, there's a disconnect, right? So that's why we come to the next most important. Again, I know, who am I to say? In the parsha of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'avdas Hashem Elokecha. These are the two psukim I want to talk about. Yeah, these are the two psukim I want to talk about. Because I think this creates a structure for us to appreciate Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To appreciate Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I know it's very, but look at the next pasuk that we're going to learn about. Lamites. And again, we say this pasuk twice a day, maybe three times a day if you're that marv. V'yadata hayom v'ashevos el vavecha ki adunai hu elohim b'shamayim mimal v'alaretz mitochas ein od. That you should know this day v'ashevos el vavecha and return it to your heart that Hashem hu elokim, right? B'shamayim mimal, in heaven above, v'alaretz mitochas, in the world below, ein od, there is nothing else. Right? So this pasuk obviously is the complement of Ata Reitzel Adas Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Od Milvado, meaning Hashem showed you that you know that Hashem is the God, the all powerful. There's nothing else. But now that you know Ata Reitzel Adas, what do you have to do with that das? V'yadata Hayom, and you know it as clear as day. Ein Od Milvado. But you know what you have to do with it? V'ashevos El Vavecha. You have to bring it to your heart. You have to return it to your heart, right? The Lashon V'Hashevosa, return it. Why? Because it's in your heart already. It's in the heart. You have to bring it back to your heart. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. The same message. The same exact message. Ki Hashem Hu Elohim. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Mom, it's the same words, right? But you know it as clear as day. But now you have to return it, bring it back to your heart. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Where? B'shamay mimal, in heaven above. V'alaretz mitachas, in the world below. Eino, there's nothing else. So we know, by the way, my favorite story about this pasuk is about the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. The Sanz Zeruv, right? The Divrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Halberstam, Zechusigin Aleinu. One of the greatest geniuses of the Chasidish Rebbes. Like, even the Misnagdim agreed that the Divrei Chaim could learn like an Ilui. And of course, I'm named for Sanz or Chassid, so I have a certain affinity for the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. So he said famously one time when he went to the doctor, and the doctor had no idea who he was. He went to a big expert. He said, "Oh, what do you do, Rabbi?" He goes, "I'm a builder." He goes, "You build? Oh, really? What do you build?" He goes, "I build bridges." He said, "Really? You build bridges?" He goes, "How many bridges have you built?" He goes, "None yet." You know, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I've been working on one bridge my whole life." I go, "What? What are you talking about? Where's the bridge?" "Between here and here. The bridge from my mind to my heart. My whole life. The sounds are up. This is what I'm doing my whole life. I'm building a bridge from my mind to my heart. We're bridge builders. This is what we're doing. We're building bridges." So the sounds are up. This is Avoda. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, very interesting idea. He says, and this is actually Shar Yichud V'Amuna from the Tanya. The Alter Rebbe discusses this. He says, now, I know tonight's like a little too Kabbalistic for so late at night and for our first year, but again, these are Yisodos. These two psukim. This is reality, Chevra. Right? Let's step out of the matrix here for a second. Yeah? The Alter Rebbe said, this pasuk isn't telling us, Ein Od, there's no other gods. You know what Ein Od means? There is nothing else except Hashem. What does it mean? Right? The B'Shamay Mimal, in heaven above, alaretz mitachas, everything in the olam agashmi. You know, it's interesting, ein od, you know what the Medrash says ein od means? Even chalal ha'olam, meaning in the center of the earth. There's ein od, there's no area that there is no God. Meaning elokus is in everything. There is that nitzot eloki, that spark of Hashem, in everything, makes everything happen. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what's our avoda? He says, so taking it from the Kabbalah of the Alter Rebbe, in the Tanya, Shar Yichud V'Amuna, and bringing it down to us in a symbolic way. What does this mean? It means that we have to make sure. Al pi Kabbalah, right? Hashem is in everything, right? Like that scene at the end of Avdil, that Matrix, when you know he looks at everything and he just sees the code, right? Do you remember? So the Rebbe is like that. That's what Kabbalah is. Like the greatest tzaddikim, they just see code in everything. They say that the Vilna Gaon, when he would look around at this, he would not see what we saw. His own Talmud wrote about him in the introduction to Sefer, they wrote, talking about his Rebbe, his feet touched the same ground our feet touched. He didn't live in the same world. At the end of his life, you know how the Vilna Gaon would learn Torah? He would just open a Sefer Torah and just read. That's all he did. He didn't use a Gemara. He knew, that's what he would do. I can't imagine what he saw. You know what I mean? When he would just open that Sefer Torah up. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so again, aside from the great Kabbalah, he says what we have to do is we have to bring Hashem into Shamay Mimal. We have to bring Hashem into spiritual things. We have to bring Hashem into Aretz Mitachas, into the physical. Ein Od means, what does it mean? Chalal Olam, in the empty space of the world, that we have to fill it with Maisim of godliness. That's obviously Drush, the Chalal, the empty space of the world. Meaning that the world is waiting to be filled with what? With holiness. With holiness. That's what the world is waiting to be filled with. So this is what we have to do. But how does it happen? By bringing it back, by bringing it, what we saw. Ataris ladas. Ein od milvada. We know. But you know what? Now bring it back. So how do you bring it back? So there's a lot to talk about, but Dr. Twersky is a chesigin aleinu. Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky. So, I only had very limited conversations with him, but Baruch Hashem, I made the most of the conversations I had with him. I remember him saying to me, you know, that he feels bad that, you know, I with all my Hasidic yichus, you know, he really connected more with Musar works, he said later in life, than Hasidish works. He felt Musar works had greater psychological insight. The Bali Musar, he said, we're master psychologists, from Yisrael Salanter, the Altar of Kelm, the Altar of Navardak, the Altar of Slobodka. He goes, these were Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz. He goes, these were psychological geniuses. He said, unbelievable. And we know that in Hasidus, but they have this idea also. It's just called a different word, right? But Hasidim do the same thing. What's one of the keys we adapt to Yom Shevos Levavecha? And that is repetition. Verbal repetition. We say it all the time from one of the early Slanim Rebbes. Ha'amanti ki adaber. I believe because I speak of belief, David HaMelech told us, right? So the more we speak words of Emunah, we're gonna connect to the Emunah deeper. So what does it mean, V'yadata hayom ha'shevo selav avecha? I know, and this is so sad because Rav Shimshon Pinkus, talk about Musar. Rav Shimshon Pinkus is fire. Like Shem Tefillah is nice, and Shabbos Malchus is nice, Shabbos Kodesh is nice. And then you open up some of his Parsha stuff, wow, is he a Baal Musar? You know, and he says, it's so sad, a person can live as a Shomer Shabbos Jew their whole life and never once talk to God. Like, it's crazy. I mean, it's so sad, you know? He just lays it out, you know? Maybe that's what I'll do with the men in Musar, you know? When they come to my house, I won't do that, don't worry, I won't do that to you guys. But the idea that he also talks about it. He says he has nuggets of self-revelation. He said that the Altar of Kelm, they say over, I quoted the Altar of Kelm about something else last, this past Shabbos, the Altar of Kelm, one of the main Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter, Reb Simcha Zissel Ziv, the Altar of Kelm, the Sabbath of Kelm. So he would spend 6 hours a day meditating on the same verses, same sukkim, same Mamari Chazal, just saying them over and over. And Pinkus himself said, I can't do that. I never did that, but he goes, I will tell you, there's a period of my life that I spent 45 minutes a day on different psukim. And he said there was one time he said over the pasuk, meditate, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, for 45 minutes. He just said it over and over and over, hundreds of times, meditating on it. And he said at the end of the 45 minutes, he had a totally different understanding. It was like real to Vayir Hashem al Sinai. I mean, if they've never done it, I haven't done it a lot. I've done it a few times in my life. But I remember one time, for a half hour, Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem Osa Vakesh. Just that pasuk. Remember, with Yerushalayim, there's a late Thursday night, just 30 minutes. Achash alti meis Hashem al savakish. Achash alti. You have such a burning desire at the end of those 30 minutes. The Bali Musar, they understood. They understood. So Chazal have revealed to us, v'yadatayim ha-shevos al-vavecha. There are ways to do it. And you know what's interesting? Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, he points out, he argues, I think very convincingly, Shmon Esrei is supposed to be a meditation. You know, and so much of davening is about meditation. So, unfortunately, you know, we translate it. Mitzvah Anoshim in Lamuda is the great challenge that we can't just go about it in the Hergel way, and we have to try and break Hergel. We have to try and break that, right? And so, this is something that Rav Pinkus points out that he thinks Chazal set it up for us very easy. What? Baruch atah Hashem. Brachos. You know, if there's any mitzvah that, you know, it's your favorite mitzvah, for me it would probably have to be the Avodah Zarah Brachos, not only because I taught it for 19 years, right? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to remember what we learned together. I don't know. But the idea of Avodah Zarah Brachos, Pinky says, why does Chazal give it to us? That so many times a day you should stop and say, Baruch atah Hashem. And don't just say it. Don't just say it as a way, okay, now I can eat. Try and really talk to Hashem. Try and really recognize Hashem. That will help you. V'yadat ayom v'sheivos el levavecha. But then in these two psukim, are yisod to stick a psukim? Yisod to stick a psukim. The Kajun Tzur Magid, the Avodas Yisrael, the Helig Magid, the Kajun Tzur Magid, the Talmud of the Magid and Mizrich, the Talmud of the Rebbe Remeilach, one of the earlier Talmidim, the Rebbe Remeilach. So he says, why do you have such a beautiful parsha right after? So you have such a beautiful parsha right after Tisha B'Av. He says, because, you know, when a parent has to discipline, when a parent has to, whether kid, you know, whatever you have to do as a parent, you have to discipline. You know you feel bad when you discipline a kid after, don't you? I do. How many times after I discipline my kids, I have to go and ask them, Mechila, like, I'm sorry. I was hangry. I was tired. I shouldn't have been so, I shouldn't have yelled so much. You know what I mean? How many times did I have to go, you know, my wife listens to this, she's going to think, you do, or, you know, how many times I have to go ask Mechila. But, you know, after you discipline, what do you want to do as a parent? Go make nice. You know, you go make nice. Come, you can have a little extra. You can have a little extra ice cream. You know, you can have a little extra to show that. Listen, I had to do that. I love you. I still love you. I don't hate you. Mm-hmm. You know, Abba loves you still. Mm-hmm. So the Kashan Tzur Magid says after Tisha B'Av, Parshas Veschanan, all the oros that come down. And Hashem saying, I still love you. Mm-hmm. I want to be close to you. And it's so beautiful. And it's such an amazing parsha. And I think these two psukim, really are the psukim that help us contain the rest of the parsha. I really believe it. Talking top five parshas in the Torah, Veschanan is for sure in the top five. I can make an argument for number one. Mamash, I can make an argument for number one. Not Alpi Kabbalah, because, you know, Hazinu, there's a lot of other parshas. But just reading the parsha, there's so much here. But these two psukim, Ata Hares Ladas Ki Hashem Molokim Enon Mulvado, that Koach is still in the world to recognize Enon Mulvado, but it's not enough. As the again, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us very clear, V'yadatayim, you're going to know it as clear as day. As clear as day. But nonetheless, V'ashevos elavavecha, this exact idea, Ki Adonai Hu Elohim. But where? B'shamay Mimal, in your ruchnias. Don't think, oh, I'm davening. Of course, it's a holy thing. No, no, no. You have to make ruchnias holy. You have to make spiritual things holy. V'alor mitachas. This world, what's this table? What's the food that we're going to eat Shabbos? L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Ein od. In the empty space in the world, where there's nothing, we have to fill it with our ma'asim of holiness, of kedusha. And so that's why this is a parsha of unbelievable opportunity. And meditating on these two psukim, tonight, tomorrow, a little over Shabbos, you have 5 minutes. Just say, Ata Reisol Das. Try it for 5 minutes. Make it early Shabbos. Hopefully the kids are sleeping by a decent time. You know? No? No, no, okay. So sometime Shabbos afternoon till 8:10. Okay, they're yours, you know, and do a little bit of this. But these two psukim, are the building blocks so that you can fill in with the Shesh Mitzvos Tamidiyos and with everything else to create the structure. Shkoyach, thanks for coming. Great learning together in person. And for those on Zoom, great learning as well. Have a good Shabbos.